Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
I'm Mike Anello. I'm from DrupalEasy.com. And my idea for the session basically came from, I saw that Leo Laporte did a similar type of thing for, I think it was one of those geek cruises where he covered 60 iPhone apps in 60 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good idea for modules, but I would want to get rid of like the most popular modules so you can kind of dive deep. So I actually excluded the top 100 most downloaded modules according to Drupal.org, and I started going through and saying, all right, well, which modules have I used that I trust that are really stable, and you know, that kind of help not just me as a developer, but you know, when I deploy the site, will help the content administrator. So that's kind of the idea behind where it came from.
And so what sort of different groupings did you have? If you could sort of cluster them into groups of themes, what kind of themes were there?
Right. I had CCK-related modules, things like the phone module. I had a couple of CCK node reference-related modules that let you create node references before the actual nodes are created. I had some admin modules. I had user modules. Stuff like image cache profiles, which is going the way of the dodo pretty soon. I had some development modules, things like schema module, table wizard, migrate. I tried to like make it as wide as possible and not just stick to one particular category.
So it sounds like you're quite frequently downloading new modules and testing them out, or do you find that you're only looking at modules when you need to absolutely do something?
No, I learned, and I've been doing Drupal development for about 3.5 years now, and it took me about a year and a half of creating new modules all the time to realize I need to stop making new modules because there's enough out there, and if I just look hard enough, I'm going to find what I need. And these days, it's rare that I write a new module from scratch other than the typical Drupal glue modules. So these are modules I've kept a stable of them, and you know, I go to a lot of meetups, local meetups, and I hear about these different modules, and it just kind of, they build up after a while. And the other thing that really helps is I subscribe to the RSS feed on Drupal.org whenever a new module is created. I get that little ping, I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's something I want to keep my eye on.
And so, yeah, a lot of times when those come out, those are either just an idea or half-baked, and it sort of takes patience to sort of checking back on them. So I'm curious, as just through the process of keeping up to date on all these, what are sort of some of your favorite unsung heroes of modules that are below the top 100 to download?
Yeah, I think probably the one tiny module that I tend to install on every site that's not that well known is one called Add Another. And all it does is, after you add a new node of type story, for example, after you hit submit, the page comes up, shows you your new node, but it also has a link to create another story. And it's one of those silly little things that saves probably a grand total of 5 seconds in one page refresh. But for someone who's, that's their job, is to enter content day after day after day, you know, it's going to add up, but it's going to save them a lot of time. It's just like one of those nice little things that you can add to a site that kind of helps out the content administrator. So I'm always looking for like little modules like that that could help them do their job more efficient, so that when they think about, you know, their site, it makes sense for them. Not necessarily for me as a developer, but for them as far as what do I want to get done. The image resize filter is another one of those modules that, from a content administrator standpoint, is, it's brain dead easy. It's like, why can't I grab that image and make it smaller? And that's exactly what that module does. It's super powerful. There's a lot going on behind it that, you know, a content administrator is not going to know about, but it gets the job done and it's clean. And from the standpoint of what's actually going on behind the scenes, it's all good. It's done kind of the Drupal way.
It seems like when you're working with Drupal, you're getting most of the functionality with a lot of these sort of core CCK views modules, but there's sort of like that last 10 to 15-20% where that's sort of icing on the cake. And I'm curious to hear if any modules that you've been working with that you get feedback from clients that they just think it's easier, or maybe they haven't seen both sides of what it is without it, but if there's any feedback that you get from clients that something's working really well or something that they were complaining about that you had to find a fix for.
Probably the one module that fits that description is the view cycle. But a lot of clients want that wow factor on their homepage, that transitioning slideshow. And when it's done in Flash, if you want to update that, a lot of times you have to go back to your Flash developer. With view cycle, it's just a view. It uses JavaScript so that I can teach them to go in and modify that slideshow whenever they want without them having to pick up the phone and call me or a Flash developer. So that's the one module that when I tell them what's possible and I deploy it for them, I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. That saved a lot of time.
And what are, you mentioned administration modules. What kind of admin modules were on your list?
The one that leaps to mind immediately was the admin module. The one that kind of changes the look and feel. It's almost a theme for the admin area, but it does make a lot of things a lot easier to get to for a site admin. And one of the things I talked about in the presentation was that a lot of what's coming in Drupal 7, it seems like it's been inspired by this admin module. So it's almost like an intro to Drupal 7. You know, the guys at Development Seed did a fantastic job with that. And once I started using it, I've started deploying it to all my client sites, and you know, they love it because it's no longer confusing. You know, am I on the public side? Am I on the admin side? You know, there's real clear buttons to add a new piece of content or edit existing content. So modules like that make it real nice on the admin side.
Any view-specific modules that were in the list?
I think the only views module that I added was the view cycle that I just talked about. I tried to stay away from things that were too narrow. I was looking for modules that anybody can use on their site. So.
Is there any other modules that when you were talking about, people were sort of had an aha moment or were really glad to hear about that these modules existed?
Probably the only one that I can think of was, it's an add-on to the CCK image field. And what it does is it lets you select an image cache preset and then click a button that sends that to a WYSIWYG text editor on the same page. And that's something that lets the content administrator control the size of the images that show up, but gives the person actually writing the article the ability to move that image around. That was one that I saw a lot of people go, oh.
And so at Drupal Easy, you've been doing Drupal development and some training. Maybe you could just sort of talk about like what's on the horizon for Drupal Easy.
Yeah, we do. You know, we're trying to migrate, you know, more from consulting to training. We do the podcast, of course, and it's just a matter of, you know, we're in the Southeast, we're based in Florida, and there's not a whole lot of momentum in Florida yet. So that's one of the things that we're really focusing on, because there's a lot of people in Florida doing Drupal development, but they're kind of still hiding in the woodwork. So we've been getting a lot of meetups together, we've been having small workshops for people, and it's great. As an independent consultant, I'm used to like sitting in my tiny little office by myself, listening to music, and to be able to like have an excuse to get out there, you know, once a week or a couple times a month to meet other Drupal people in the area. It's fantastic.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much.